Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Rick Warren talked about the process that they had been discussing it with his elder board. They were in unanimous agreement to ordain female pastors of their church. You know, Rick Warren, I don't know him personally at all, but I'm for what he does and his level of influence and the number of satellite campuses he manages a Saddleback. You know, this man is obviously very intelligent. I'm sure he's been well schooled in church history, and he certainly knows this issue. He's not new in ministry. He's been around for a long time. Can you explain what the process do you think was of someone like Rick Warren making this decision, you know, well into his ministry career, so to speak, to all of a sudden ordain female pastors? I mean, why compromise now? What goes into that?
It's very difficult for me to understand that. You know, let me just say a couple things about Rick Warren, and that, you know, what you revealed on your last program. You played a clip of Rick Warren in front of his church, where they were going to enter into that ordination service. And then you also read from one of the women who was ordained, who described her surprise in getting the call that she was going to be ordained. If we can take all that at face value, I just got to say, it's completely appalling that a woman would be told, you know, that she's going to be announced as a total surprise, that she's going to be announced to be one of the first three women to be ordained in Saddleback Church. That's shocking. We've been going through with a couple of men here in our own church an ordination process, and these men have known for a year or more, both of them, that they are being considered for ordination. They've been practicing ministry all along. We've been examining them. We've been talking to them. We've been getting to know them, their wives, their families. We are going through right now ordination councils, 6 hours of examination on biblical understanding, biblical knowledge, systematic theology, church history, and practical theology. Those are all categories of questions, intense questioning we have with these men in preparing them for an ordination service. So there's no surprise, no shock. This woman that you read the quotation from was totally, totally surprised. She had no idea this was coming. It seems to indicate that this is riding a cultural wave. That's kind of been Rick Warren's MO all along. He's gone the seeker route, and it's just been a pattern of compromise after compromise that's led to what I think is inevitable departure from orthopraxy, and I think is affecting now his orthodoxy. It wouldn't be surprising to me, though saddening, but it wouldn't be surprising if he continues to drift leftward and we see him compromising on even bigger issues.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.